God. I'm really glad that I'm here right now. Just so glad that I'm here.
You're glad that you're here?
Yes, I'm glad I'm here.
All right. Okay, 5:18. We call the first meeting of the audit committee to. To order. No, they don't have this. No, they don't.
Thank you.
Do you have a copy of the minutes?
Yeah. Well, I just have the one that was for signing.
Because there was a couple of things I was checking.
Yeah.
And I don't have my copy with me. I had them all circled and it was zip zap, so.
I kind of have one here if you wanted to use mine instead of hers. Just gotta give it back.
I just need to look up something.
Okay.
Okay, you want to take a roll call, please? You've never done it before? It's easy. Herb Litz, here.
Okay.
Geraldine, here.
Mary Beth, here.
Hector Rodriguez, present.
Okay. Tracy Bartels, here. Okay.
Everyone's here. Okay.
That's
first order of business would be to, everybody's reviewed the minutes of November 14th.
Hey. Were they in the email package?
Yeah,
they probably
were.
Package.
I'll make a motion.
Before you make a motion, there's a couple amendments I believe are necessary.
Can I see them?
Well, he would still want to move it and still be seconded and then make amendment.
Correct.
I'll second it to
for
move
discussion.
It along for discussion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
I believe it was. Okay, motion 4. Was open for discussion, was not voted on. There was a subsequent motion 5 that was voted on. So I don't know what happened to motion 4.
What was motion 4?
Motion 4 says to discuss the Sheriff's Department 2009 agreed upon procedures report.
Mm-hmm. What took place? She had the discussion and then it led to motion 5 or...
Well, I suspect, actually, we actually should actually have that recording somewhere, correct?
Absolutely.
So please verify that what I'm saying is, in fact, accurate. For some reason, I thought that we had a discussion about this, and I thought, weren't you supposed to go back to the one... We had only one person, I think, respond to that particular...
There was 2 people.
Okay, there were 2.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I don't know why Rich... or anybody else kind of jump in. I thought you were supposed to call them back. Is it about, was it with regards to the price or was it with regards to the scope?
Right.
Okay, so maybe, right. so we probably then at that point just moved on as opposed to actually we probably didn't do a formal motion to postpone is probably what most likely happened, or if we did take a motion to postpone, it's not reflected in there. So if you'd like to hold off, by the way, Mr. Chairman, on approval of the minutes until we actually have that accurate. If you'd like, Mr. Chairman, at this time, I'll just postpone approval until our next meeting.
Sure, I'll bring up a couple more points so we can...
If someone wants to second that motion.
Mary Beth, were you there or not?
No, I don't think I was. Can I, on that subject, though, Amber, this is... You've since changed your way of doing the minutes. Remember, this is that mm-hmm. way, so maybe that's part of the confusion that...
These were done the new way that I've been doing them. So
they were?
When the motion to discuss leads to a motion to do something, I don't have a vote on the discussion.
Okay.
I just do motion, and I do them in the same brackets.
Okay, so you may want to go back and review the tape, because if Mary Beth wasn't here, she voted on every motion.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a full house. You were kind of sitting towards, you were actually sitting next to me, Rich was sitting at the far end, Tracy was sitting across the table, and Cornell, you were actually there, you were actually sitting directly across from me.
You were here.
No, why is it absent?
Then it says absent.
Yeah.
So that needs to change.
Okay.
Either Mary Beth was here or she wasn't.
You only got to check out on you or anything.
No, I think you showed up, Mary Beth, I think you showed up late.
I was thinking.
And then I think you had pretzels as well. I don't know why.
She always had pretzels. What's the difference?
But no, but she had them out. Because, like, well, for example, like right now she probably has them, but she probably didn't, you know.
Yeah, they're on Ken's lap.
Is it to keep them warm?
So, apparently...
Anyway, this time, Mr. Chairman, why don't we postpone this okay. so that way we can...
All right, one other quick thing then.
Move on with our business.
Under motion six, it appears that five people...
Six.
...voted, and it says it carried 4-0.
Okay.
So, if you could just maybe review those. So we will postpone the approval of the November 14th minutes.
I think this is
okay, next order of business. New business.
Thought it was there. God.
Does anyone have any suggestions for possible issues that would or may need audits this coming year?
Well, it's not exactly may need audits, but even per the minutes, we left off on the capital projects oversight. I think we need to have a discussion about the new courthouse construction and whether or not we're going to go out to an RFP again with revised scope, because we had those two. We got two responses back, and the committee ended up being sort of stuck in a turnaround because
an RFP for what service?
We had gone out to an RFP for a firm to audit.
To do an audit.
I
thought we were going to try to include that audit in this contract.
In this that's before us right now?
Mm-hmm.
No. This is, it would be a totally different type. It would be an ongoing, I think it would radically change the scope and the cost of this contract, because what we had been asking for was something very different. It wasn't something that you could come and retroactively at the end look at. It was periodically checking invoices against, et cetera. It was an ongoing review through the course of the construction.
You mean a continuous audit, not a single spot audit?
Correct.
Okay.
So that's what we had gone out for.
I thought you were asking for a single spot audit, which I believe this RFP allows. But you want a continuous audit on the project?
I mean, I think we need to revisit what we had gone out for, because what held us up on awarding the contract was that one firm radically underbid and did not explain what they were going to do, but then said they would stand by the cost but did not verify that they would do what we asked them to do. And then the other firm said that they were going to do much more than we asked them to do, but the cost reflected that. So we were stuck, and we said we were going to be more clear in the RFP and go back out. That's how we left it in November. And here we are now. We have to at least have, and I'm not saying today, but we as a committee, and especially as a new committee, need to have a conversation about what we want to do about that, because that is something that was the intention of the committee to award that contract. We just never got to that point.
Well, just to add to that, I mean, we're at the beginning of March, basically, right now. By the time we sat down and redid everything, we're probably talking, by the time we awarded something, the earliest part probably be May timeframe.
But that's fine. I mean, where are we in construction on?
Well, you should be almost, you'd be done by the end of this year, correct?
By August.
Yes.
Yeah,
you better be done by the end of this year. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean so about. The thing is, if we can include it as a single audit, I mean, basically what we asked to do was to go onward regarding the requisitions, if they're being all updated, all being paid. Being basically saying that the you know, for what they're being paid for, what percentage of the project they are at the construction stage. And I think we have already discussed that into the other committee, basically asked for that to be going, you know, on a continuous basis regarding where we're being paid, at what point are they on their schedule of completion of each contractor. So there again, I don't know, it'd be a duplication if we can include it as a single audit. I think that'd be more advantageous at this point, instead of, like I said, we're probably going to be 4 months into the project, 5 months into the project before we even hired a firm to do this.
And you're talking about taking the money for this audit from the money, the extra money we have in the budget the last year or two for audits for a construction project.
That's what we were talking about last year.
Wouldn't you want to get that money wouldn't we want to appropriate that money to gather extra money for a study to go along with the project, not take it from here? I mean, that's my opinion. I'd rather see.
I'm talking about last year's conversation. You know,
we had a carryover basically that we.
Yeah, you'd be using last year's money.
Last year's money. I'm talking about last year's. But last year's was carried to this year.
But, you know, it's last year's, but it's actually this year's.
Right. Why are you saying
that? Why are you shaking your head?
Your head? No.
I don't think that's the case.
You have a budgeted amount that's the same as last year.
Yeah, yeah, right. Still.
It would be coming from this year's.
Yeah. But it was encumbered, though. I mean, like, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, we didn't spend it.
Then we have a different problem.
It's back in the general fund.
Because Ken Prong had said that it was going to be encumbered.
Encumbered the funds for
what Tracy wants to do. Would it be coming from the general fund?
Actual contract that is in the works from last year. And that's it.
Say that again?
The encumbered amount is the $8,500 for the contract that was agreed to last year by the committee.
Right. But it's encumbered where? Is that an appropriate fund balance or a line?
That's a different...
But it's not the $100,000.
No, I know. No.
Yeah, $8,500 is not going to do with...
So the $8,500 we paid out of $17's dollars.
The $8,500 is, yes.
But $8,500 is not going to do anything.
Right, and I'm not saying I necessarily want to do it. I'm saying I think that we should revisit what we were asking for and then have the conversation about whether or not we think it's still advantageous. Since we're a new committee and since it didn't happen last year, we just have to, I think we need to actually have that conversation.
I think what I'd also like to see is at the end of this month, we're supposed to be supplied, the cost balance from the project as expenditure to date compared to the contract value.
Right.
As well as time elapsed versus the time allowed in the contract. So that'll give us a handle on what's being spent and.
Yeah, and that was never the top of my list of things that, in terms of my request of the audits that I wanted to see happen, but I still think we should have the conversation because we got so far as actually sending out an RFP, and we just got stuck up with the responses. So we should just, perhaps at the next meeting, which I think should be probably sooner than much later.
Okay, we can put that on the back burner and hold that for the next meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other old business or new business?
We're going to get an update on the status of the sheriff's department, the AUP.
I wasn't on the audit committee, so I don't know what you had proposed for the sheriff during the last meeting. Okay, the contract was sent over to the vendor, RBT, last week.
Okay.
Once the contract is signed and received, we'll anticipate another 2 weeks to complete. Work expected to begin in mid-March. That's the update.
Okay. And then the length of time for the work, did they give an estimate on how long it would take?
The contract ends in May.
Okay.
So.
And have you been in communication with the Sheriff's Department on the subject?
No, the Sheriff's Department.
Does the Sheriff's Department know what's happening? Because he hasn't been present at these meetings.
I don't know.
Okay.
Did you tell him that there's a vendor going to be going in there and doing an audit?
Can you do that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Touch base with him?
And then get back to us as to what the disposition is.
Okay.
And give him the parameters of what they're looking at.
Okay.
And then the other thing... Oh, sorry. Can I raise one more issue? I think because there's a new legislature seated, I think we should... redo or reach out to through you to all the legislators and ask if they have any suggestions
for audits.
Yes,
that was already on my list.
Okay,
then you do it. Sorry.
And I can, I mean, I do have some suggestions and I can put them back into writing. We discussed them last time.
Did you do that in your caucus? Mary Beth, there in ours.
What's that?
You know,
ask the legislators.
Amber, I don't know if you'd be willing. If you're going to send something like that out, I think we should. And maybe put a brief description of what an audit is and how specific it needs to be. Maybe some examples because I think there's certain people that are going to get this and go, oh, let's look at DSS. That's not an audit. You know, it's really got to be specific with a specific goal and what it's going to look at. And when I talk to people about audits, that's what I find, that they don't really get how specific it has to be what you're looking for.
Well, there are two things, though. I mean, like, you know, there's the difference between just a straight-up audit of just, you know, the dollars, but as well as, of course, a performance audit where you start getting the best practices. So people also have to understand that you've got, you know.
That kind of two or three paragraphs maybe on give people an idea so we're not getting.
Yeah, but what Joe's saying is a good idea. They just don't have DSS, you know, a division of DSS or whatever they want looked at, not just DSS all the way across.
We'll
or sheriff or anything else.
Like, why are you targeting court DSS for?
I'm not. I see it hurts.
A lot.
There myself. Legislative body. Today's
you know, it's hurt for me.
Committee, and, you know, we're looking at the RFPs, and if there's any suggestions for audits from any legislators, please contact you.
And then at our next meeting, if any suggestions have come in, maybe we could discuss them all so we can set priorities and try to make it happen sooner than later, because
it'll go on new business.
Our experience last time was that it took a long time.
Took a year when you do it. Took a year when you do anything.
I know. Well, we did a lot, but that's the thing. We weren't effectively able to do it yet. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'd rather do it sooner than later.
Okay. That's why I said before, and I'll say it again, instead of just having, you know, a whole grand thing, let's focus on one or two things, get that moving going forward, and then we can look at other areas as we're moving forward.
Let's make the list, pick the priorities, move the priorities, put the rest in the back burner.
Talk about it as you go along,
you know.
Yep. It may fall in or fall out.
External, we just got the first quotes right.
Okay. Any other old business or new business? I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session so we can look at the 2018 external financial audit evaluation.
You can stay.
You can stay.
This is a legislative committee.
It's executive session. It's voting members only.
I think so.
It's
a legislative committee.
As a legislator, I used to get very, very heated if I showed up to a meeting like this and was asked to leave.
Well, the EDA is a different. I mean, the EDA is a different animal.
I mean, I support any legislator wants to stay. I support any legislator's right to stay in this.
Because this is a legislative. Well, this is a mixed committee, but it's a legislative voting committee. Therefore, a legislator can stay.
This is the county's purchasing policies and
it's
procedures.
The only voting members, though, but the only voting members, because you're ex officio non-voting, right?
Yep.
So, you know,
I say for the last executive session.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. No, but you're ex officio, meaning like it's not as if I'm saying in terms of the actual voting members, they're all legislators.
Yeah.
So he can stay. Like that's
whatever the rule is, I'll abide by.
I don't think the rule is clear.
I'm okay with it.
I don't think it's
that
big of a deal.
I've been here for meetings.
We're going to be discussing firms. I mean, I don't know if.
Well, I know when this was sent out, it said please keep everything confidential only to the committee because we're going to be discussing firms, proposals, their business, their financials. I would think if that was out for common knowledge, we would have given these proposals to everybody in the legislature.
But everybody is going to get them. I mean, everybody is going to have access to them. They are going to become public documents when we're done.
Only after their consent is made.
Has Nick or Chris weighed in on this exact thing? I'm sure it comes up some.
I'm pretty positive I've sat in on an audit committee when I wasn't on the audit committee. I realize you're not weighing in, but I mean, I feel like as legislators, we're all...
He's a legislator.
Yeah.
Vicky.
Evan, legally?
You want to weigh in on this?
We're going into executive session.
It's up to the body. Public officers law says that the body can invite anyone into an executive session. I just attended an executive session with 23 people in it.
What are you doing an illegal executive for an session? RFP scoring committee?
It's usually just the people that are on.
That's what I thought.
But when you say usually, is there ever, I mean, there
all the ones that I've done personally, it's just the committee members that are in there.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Well, legally, is it up to the committee, or is there a black and white here that technically I'm supposed to be at here? I'll leave.
I think there is a policy.
Yeah, then I don't want to violate that.
There's, I think,
maybe we should explore it in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not what that's. Yeah.
I think purchasing has an internal policy that we should stick with. I think in terms of, if this wasn't purchasing related, and it was just like an executive session for legal reasons or whatever.
Like if we were in caucus.
Right, we've always left it up to the chairman of the committee to decide. Okay. In this case, because purchasing is involved, I would do whatever purchasing typically does.
Okay.
Well, it shouldn't be up to the chairman.
Well, it usually is.
Well, it shouldn't be.
You know what? That's something for another day. I'm going to leave, but we should probably figure that out and have a.
I just texted Ragucci right now about it, but we'll see.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Thanks for coming. Thank you. Have a good one. All right.
I don't think we made the motion of non-voting members, though.
No, but they're ex officio and they're spelled out.
Yeah.
That's a different. The reason why I was bringing that up, that wasn't to kick Ken and Evan out the room. It was that the voting members are all legislators. That's what I was getting at. Right. So meaning it's not that if you've got another legislator staying, that you're, it's not like we're allowing somebody who is not, you know,
have you seen
one of
these
us.
Proposals?
I have not, and that's why I wanted to express the concerns of the office. We have been historically provided the responses.
So our office as well, we weren't this time.
And we did want to express our concerns as far as being a member of this committee and not having the opportunity to review it.
Yeah,
but
usually
been
don't we send you the success? I mean, if we had 40 of these and we pared it down to 6, we would send you the 6.
They've always gotten copies before.
Yeah, they've always got copies before.
Not that we don't vote, but we offer input.
But
it's for review.
And there's a reason why you're a member of this committee.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not, you know. It's just that their attendance is not taken in terms of any quorum purposes.
But if we're not trying to vote. We're just trying to.
Okay.
But I actually say that there have been times where when you say for when we've gotten feedback or input from either of these offices, and I feel it's our duty to take it or leave it, the input. But that's what
absolutely.
I always imagine.
Well, then
it seems problematic that they don't have the...
Then maybe we should... I mean, can we meet next week then at that point and get these guys a copy of everything so that way then they can participate? Because right now, then, they're not able to...
Are you going to pick tonight or are you just going to review?
No, we're going to review and then if we need to do interviews, this is where you come up with
interviews. I'd be comfortable reviewing the documents.
Okay, afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not... I
thought we were turning our scores in tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we're
going
to choose them.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
Could I suggest some too?
Also, I admit I was sick. I did not even do my scoring. So.
I suggest you're going to narrow down the pack and
score
decide who you're going to be.
He's supposed to read to me. I crazed them. I've been sick. So.
How about I just look at the ones you're going to interview? I'm good with that.
Listen, in the future, I would suggest strongly that we economize what we're looking at. I mean, we got all these papers here. I mean, everybody's busy.
What do you mean economize? But these are the
because
proposals.
I
understand,
need
but you don't need every
need
little
all of it.
Piece of
I
paper
some
here.
Some of it, but I didn't need all of it. I don't care through the email because I can do it. But for purposes of what we're going to do in a committee, there should be like, say, 10 pages, which would go from this
to
this.
I have to say I respectfully totally disagree because I actually read all these pages and there's important information all the way through to the end.
Yeah. Well, there.
You know, I mean, honestly, there truly
is. But the thing
is
what I'm saying, make it standardized. Each one should be standardized on if we're looking for A, everybody should answer A as A, B, C, D, E, and F. B, same thing. All the way through. I mean, they're going this way,
I will. That's partially how we vote. We ask them to do something. Yeah. And,
but the thing is, let's define exactly what we want and how we want it.
Some of them didn't.
I'm just saying, have it condensed in an area that all you have to do is look at, okay, we're going to look at the certain, whatever, what we're looking at, the readiness of the project type thing. And then go right down that list. Everybody. Answer that question instead of one over here, one over here. I mean, you're going through these RFPs like, you know, where they're located.
We should probably try to standardize some of this because, like, there are portions where you have to almost kind of like look through to basically kind of get to, like, for example, you know, what, you know, when you look at, for example, this, you know, EFPR, right?
Hey, hold on, we're not in executive session, I don't think.
Okay,
no, we're not.
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 Don't but mention
we're not
any names.
We're not even okay. Fine.
We're not talking
when you
about
look through, names. When you look through some of these, right? Some you know, you've got to be able to kind of dig through to even like look at. Okay, well, wait. What's the proposal? Like, what's the actual meaning? It's not standardized in a way in which you know. At least
say.
You sort of
I mean,
got.
That,
well, no. To get
that
to Rich's point,
that thing
that
can
we
come
work
out of the process.
Yeah.
I know the Thruway Authority and the Department of Transportation on a $90 million project. You can only submit 3 pages. If it's more than 3 pages, it's informal. You're allowed 3 pages plus resumes. But we didn't say that in our RFP.
But what
we
I'm
gave
saying
him a list. We gave him this list here of what he's supposed to have as part of his submittal. Well, we didn't limit the number of pages or tell them what order to put it in or...
But I'm saying for us to
other
evaluate...
Other agencies do that.
In the future, if we're looking at 5 different areas that we're grading on, let them define those 5 different areas in a certain section that we can look at it. And whatever they want to add beyond that, fine, do that. I mean, of course, yeah, you're going to look at certain areas that's all the way in back of the back of the proposal, in front of the proposal, you don't even know where they are. So what I'm saying to make it easier for us... Let's define what we want. Let's see how we're going to overall score them. Let them all be encompassed in one area. And whatever they want to add thereafter, God bless them.
That's absolutely perfect for the future, but we're stuck with what we
have. I understand now, but I'm just saying for the future. I mean, there's a lot of info there.
What concerns me is if you limit it too much and you, for lack of another term, you dumb it down so much that you say, we only want one paragraph on this, one paragraph on this, one paragraph on this, and here it is, and here's 3 pages maximum, they're going to sound exactly the same. Where their differences come apart is in the fact that we're asking for a narrative, that we're asking for extra information, that we're asking them to submit samples, some of them listen, some of them don't. Some of them, the narrative is where I see the distinction. If you ask for 3 pages, I'd come in and
RFP,
go, well, they all sound exactly the same to me.
Difference between an RFP and a bid.
Yeah,
in an RFP,
very different.
You're asking for them to give them their ideas.
Yeah, sure. Tell me how you're going
to
do this differently.
Yeah, sure.
My big complaint is we didn't have a lot of time.
For the bios.
Like,
for the bios.
I'll tell you the difference. Other agencies do RFPs, and they limit the number of pages. The Thruway Authority is one of them. Tappan Zee Bridge is a fairly large project. And
you got this one
your
done.
RFP
I mean,
is 3 pages.
Yeah, I mean,
now
you don't need up to 200 pages.
And that's what makes the difference between a good company and another company. Those 3 pages could simply be regurgitation of what you put in your proposal. Or they become creative. And then it moves on from there. I mean, that's how you narrow them down by the 3 pages. And then it goes to another. You have a pre-committee. Then you have... The final committee, and then they come in and do presentations. You might pick 3, 4, 5 firms to come in and do presentations.
But we don't.
But
we typically
get between 25 and 45 proposals.
But that's the difference.
Can you imagine?
Right? This isn't. We don't get 25 to 30 proposals, and we don't do 3 layers. You know, at most we do this, and then we call people in for an interview. And most the ones I've sat on, we call in everyone for an interview because there's only 4 people typically, 5 people tops. You know, and we call them all in. And then we listen to what they have to say.
So why do you need a document this big if they're going to call them in and have them discuss everything that's in their proposal?
It's
3 pages. You can weed out the people you want to talk to.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's a future discussion.
Yeah, let's get them up.
We could debate this infinitum.
Are we going into
executive and
session?
That's good for new business. You know, let's look at that. I might even have some examples that, you know.
Do you want to go into executive session now?
Yes.
And before we do, can we just ask formally that both Evan and Ken get all of the, not just if we decide that we're only going to interview a couple, let's just get them all to both of them so that they can.
Do you want to continue before you read them, or? I mean, that's up to you guys.
That's kind of why I was asleep.
Evan, what do you say? Ken, what do you say?
I'm comfortable with letting the process go.
Evan?
If you're not actually picking right
we're not,
now.
I don't think we're picking tonight. I don't want to speak for myself.
We're just picking who to interview.
Out of the four, we're not going to pick, but I do hope that we're going to wind up with a priority listing.
And I apologize. I didn't. It might be my fault that I didn't get it to you guys the proposals.
Let it slide this time and next time, Dean.
New guy down here.
No, but it's all right, Dean. I mean, it's a thing.
I don't think there's a problem here.
No, but it's just
please and thank you.
But yeah, no, I mean, they're members of the committee, so which is why I mean, like, look, just, and I'm gonna put out there one last time, like, if you really actually want us to go and, you know, you actually get the time to look at this before we even then select who we're gonna interview, I personally don't mind holding off on this.
Well, let me ask a question, if nobody minds. Dean, are the evaluations supposed to be completed prior to today's meeting?
Yes. Absolutely.
And those evaluations wouldn't be changed during the meeting, correct?
You can. They have been done.
And
sure.
Discussions aren't supposed to happen with other people in the committee.
That's why they're signed off on.
So nothing about today would change based on any additional things being received, right?
Well, they will for
well,
me.
Because
there was only one firm that gave us proposal pricing.
No, we didn't get the pricing.
Yeah,
no. That's a separate. It's under separate company. That was a mistake.
One firm had it.
Yes.
But,
that's a mistake.
Yeah.
But it was there.
You had a question.
We're supposed to grade them on it.
Well, yes, we do that after.
We do that after. Yeah.
We go around the committee. We speak about each proposal.
Yeah.
And then after that, I take notes for each one. I hand out all the costs, and then we go over the costs.
But Dean,
so then you're de facto, you are completing this at the committee.
Just the cost.
So the answer to your question is you're completing them at the committee.
And can I also say, I mean, there is, because we're prohibited from speaking to one another, there is a kind of benefit to having even the ex officio members have read it separately and have formed their own opinions without getting to hear what all of our opinions and our input, because that necessarily flavors and changes the discussion, as do the interviews, which, you know, we've sat on committees together where, you know, I know I'm a perfect example where the person who was my lowest scorer was the person that, after the interview, I chose to support. Mm-hmm. Because things come, you know, just because you have the high score doesn't mean that that's the person you're choosing to support. So there is a benefit to waiting, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's up to the two of you. Because
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I'm going to formalize this. At this time, I'll move to postpone this discussion till. And I don't know when you guys are all available, but till whatever, next week or later on this week, whatever scheduling allows. And I know Rich and Mary Beth, you guys are the ones, as to when you guys are actually up here. But I would feel more comfortable at this point that they actually have looked this over at this point, because the fact that we're even having this conversation has...
Let me just add one other thing. Dean, I know in the past we did not include price, but back a while ago we did include price.
Yeah, I thought we used to.
We did. There's no question. Yeah. And price is very important. I mean, you can go through this whole scenario and, like, you know, company X, A, and then when you find out the price is double the price, mm-hmm. that has an input up to me anyway. Are they double as good as anybody else? So I think we should have price inclusive.
Absolutely.
Can I say that?
And it's part of the evaluation.
Part of the evaluation.
Yeah. Right. Wait. I actually want to give the minority opinion, then, like, because I know I'm going to be in the minority. I think having sat on audit committees both with and without the pricing inclusive while we were reading, I think it is much stronger to weigh in on the merits separate from the price and then have the price, because the price so colors the view of the rest of it for exactly you. I totally disagree with you, but for the reasons that you just stated, because that's exactly the reason that I think the prices should be kept.
That's why we hold the
price. Because otherwise, you read the whole thing and you go,
But your office has done it both ways, though. As I'm saying, because I've done it.
If you complete the scoring tally sheet like you're supposed to, and go through each one of the five. Price is only one of them.
Right.
It's weighed. It has a weight to it. but it's only one of them. And it should not influence the other three.
But it has. And we've sat in these.
And
we've
why
sat
should
in these,
it?
But, Herb, it has. People stand and they say, well, you know, yeah, it was a great proposal, but the cost, you know, we're talking about a couple $1,000 difference or three times the price. It just, it's, I think that's why it's submitted under separate cover. So you first have a review on the merits, and then the price could be a deal breaker.
So in that instance, they would have high marks for the overall plan. They would probably have high marks for the professional qualification experience, and then get low marks under the proposed pricing.
I totally understand what you're saying, but I just, human nature is different. The pricing colors the view of the whole thing. And having sat in audit committees that did it both ways, because we changed it, I don't know, a couple years back
it was switched.
And it's, to me, a stronger reflection of actually the merits of the proposal to have the price be looked at second. And I don't see what the difference is. Like, so then you get to, you're making my case by saying you need the price because it colors everything else, versus...
Go ahead.
At all these proposals, you look at these proposals, you're looking at professional firms here. All right, we probably have dealt with everyone except one that's here right now, okay? I mean, we know the quality of work they do. We know the firm pretty much. I mean, they're all within a very narrow realm of doing this audit, all right? They're all very capable of doing this audit. What distinguishes company A, B, C, and D from each other, all right? Then you're going to evaluate, and one of the evaluations, of course, is the price. I mean, if somebody's $100,000, somebody's $50,000, to me, that's a major difference of doing the work. You tell me one firm is doubled as good as somebody else? I don't think so.
If you see that one firm at $100,000, are you even going to read their proposal?
I'm reading, but the thing is, I'm back of my mind saying, whoa, you know.
The opinions,
yeah, but then you're going to change it afterwards. So what difference does it make? You're still going to be in the same end result.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I move to postpone discussion of this till next week. I don't know what the availability is of committee members.
I'm coming up Tuesday.
I do not have the timetable in front of me. It's in my other stuff. There was a timetable.
Oh, yeah, there is.
And the 26th was on here as a deadline to have this done.
The 26th tonight?
Yes.
Well, that wasn't going to happen.
Well, that, yeah, that I was going to say that then. If we're waiting till the last minute, then that's a different problem altogether.
No, I think that was just the.
All right. Dean, can you help us with this, by the way?
Yeah.
Dean, we don't have no time frame extending this, do we? Time wise, and you had to get
Dean,
anything
do you
back
have that little
to
table
us?
That yep, was part of this?
Right. So we got, let's see here, due date for proposal, February 16th. Selection committee evaluates proposals on the week of February 26th. So we're right on schedule pretty much.
What's the next?
Oral interviews by invited companies is week of March 5th.
March 5th. So we have.
So if we did.
And we need to give them a little time to prepare. We can't tell them to be here tomorrow.
How many bids were there?
There was four.
Four.
And are you going to interview all of them?
I
hope not.
I mean, ideally, you want to get down to like two or three.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking two to three. We would do everything.
I mean, this table isn't, you know, strict. We can push it all.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I don't know. It was given to me as the map that we're supposed to follow.
I think they're ideal targets. So I don't think it's set.
Somebody should have told me I can take a different route.
That's how public instruction projects get all of that.
Yeah, it's always
a. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So it's the week.
I'm over here actually trying to think.
Of March 5th?
I don't. It's okay.
Can we do it another day this
week?
It's okay.
For
is there any other day this week that everyone can meet?
Except for tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow...
Maybe tomorrow you can?
Tomorrow's the only day I could, and then it has to be next week.
Okay.
And I'm coming up on Tuesday, so...
Are you around tomorrow?
It'll have to be Tuesday.
Tomorrow?
I could do tomorrow. And I have to, I just, full disclosure, at any minute, I'm potentially going to leave because my sister's having a baby in Alaska. I don't mean right this minute, but I mean I could be gone at any day. So
tell her she's not on the right time. Tell her.
She's doing Thursday.
Tell her to wait.
You're going to Alaska.
Tell her to wait.
She's right outside of Anchorage.
Cool. Is this everything?
Are you going?
I am going. Yeah. Hopefully going to be there
for the birth. Awesome. All right, so if Tracy leaves, what are we doing? We holding up everything?
No,
are we going?
Make him sign for her.
So tomorrow, Rich, you can do?
I can do tomorrow.
All right, Mr. Chair, we can all do tomorrow.
I don't know if I can
do a lot of reading tonight.
No, I...
No, I know, but at least it gives some timetable.
I don't know if I can do tomorrow. I wish I had my calendar with me. I don't.
All right, how about next week?
Friday? Oh, you have no other day this week.
All right, I'll tell you what. Send an email in to Amber with dates that you can attend between now and next Wednesday.
All right. Okay. How long will you be there with your sister?
Till the baby starts walking.
Okay.
You don't fly to Alaska.
I was gonna say, like, this is like,
I'm gonna go back in July.
This is a real, this is like a real
for halibut.
Yeah. Yeah.
That time of year.
Getting there. That time of year.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, but that's why
there are times where I'm just like, what the hell are you talking? No, how do you know? How do you know whether they're fishing for halibut right now?
No, I am coming. I'm gonna drive down.
We went on a halibut trip couple weeks ago.
Okay. All right.
All right. How does next Tuesday sound for everybody?
Next Tuesday it is. Fine.
Next Tuesday.
Which is what?
But you might be
the
in.
Sixth. Yeah, I mean, hopefully.
Do we have any
Skype?
County meetings?
It's,
Amber?
It's law enforcement.
You know, can I Skype? Can I
so
leave?
We're just
going
to have to
yeah.
fit it.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, it's because it's not.
I mean,
fine.
We have to notice that the meeting was happening also in. Wherever Anchorage, Alaska, or wherever you're located at, but yeah, no, I think you could actually.
Not gonna be done in an hour.
You're not gonna vote to pick the firm.
Yeah.
No, you're not gonna vote to pick the firm, but
you
can.
You
can.
Here tonight, an hour. You didn't do anything.
I know. Well,
I can't vote. But I can still weigh in.
Yeah, okay, yeah, she can still weigh in. That's true.
I'm trying to think. Law enforcement starts at 5:30.
You just gonna decide who you're gonna interview.
Yeah.
When do we have it after caucus?
After caucus.
No, next week's not even caucus. Oops. The week after.
Oh, yeah, the week after.
Economic development.
Yeah.
Excuse
me. Yeah. So he usually goes fast.
I could.
Who?
What day is economic development?
Maloney's pretty Tuesday? Quick.
Let's tell.
His meetings.
Let's tell him to start quicker than later.
I think before law enforcement, I think was the right move.
What time is
yeah, but what time is that?
5:30.
That's at 5:30.
I'm in Albany. I'm in Albany Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. I'm going to drive down after my meetings in Albany to make
what
this
about
meeting.
Well,
Thursday.
Well, hold on. How about at, if, because law enforcement goes really quickly, can you make it there by 6 at least? And then just have Maloney move back economic development by a minute or two.
6 o'clock, I probably can.
All right, so why don't we set it for 6 o'clock on Tuesday?
But his meeting's at 6:30.
Yeah, his meeting's at 6:30.
I understand that. I'm saying
we're
going to then just
done?
have his start at like 6:45 or 7.
No, it's
bump
not.
His,
it takes more than 45 minutes.
You're going to do an hour on this
yeah,
meeting?
No
you did an hour today. You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But we got stuff out of the way at least.
What about Thursday?
There's no way.
For energy and environment. Does anyone, can anyone
I'll
do
be
next
quiet.
Thursday?
Is that a promise?
Next week's really tight for me. I don't know. Look, can we think about it?
All right.
Okay.
Let's just think about it.
All right.
It's
so,
the best calendar anyway.
All right. So, my motion is still to postpone until next week, Mr. Chair.
Or sooner.
Okay.
Or sooner.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah. Second. All right.
Yeah.
All's a favor.
Are we giving her dates this week too? No.
Motion to adjourn. Is this your stuff?
Yeah.
You don't
sure.
want to give it to
him. Yeah. Make, okay. So he's got
all
that.
All right. Is there any other business anybody wants to bring up before we adjourn?
No, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Did you get a copy?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
I'll second it.
Can everyone get Dean his their signature?
All those in favor.
Signature.
Aye.
Yes.
Which one's the signature page again?
671.